questions that you're asking are good. They're getting better. And you're really growing beautifully and having a lot of nachas.
And I'm getting a lot of chizuk from you. There have been years in the past that I've gotten weaker as time goes on because Talmidim didn't push me. You should know that I feel myself getting stronger as the Zman goes on. From the fact that I feel that you're really... I see you working hard, and that makes me want to work hard as well. When I say work hard, I mean, I don't go watch Ryan Sandberg if you're not learning well, but I'll do something else, you know. I won't have to do Bav Metzia, you know. There are other things that interest me. Then I've done Shnayim Ochsin a few times. I haven't done Ezeo Neshech, so if you're not interested in Shnayim Ochsin, I'll work on Ezeo Neshech. But if you push me, then I understand Shnayim Ochsin more, and in the end, we all gain. Okay, we saw in the Rush that the Rush has a machlokes with Rashi. That the Rush says to Rashi the following. The Rush says that even by Ani Arantia, the halacha is going to be Yachloka. That's essentially the part that we had left off with before. That by Ani Arantia, the halacha is going to be Yachloka, even though there's a Vade Ramay. And we explained that the Rush is going to be working off his previous position. And the Rush is going to say that in such a case in which there is a muhzakus, so then we can't take it out of the hands of the muhzakim. So even though we would like to, like in the case of Manas Shlishi, it could be we would like to take it out because there's a Vaday Ramay, but at the end of the day we can't because of the din of Nascha de Rabbi Abba. Vameivin Yavin, what would Tosa say about such a case? Yesh Lodon, Vameivin Yavin. Okay, that's something to work on. By the way, when you're already following Shir, to think about the Amevin Yavins is interesting. If you're still having difficulty towards the beginning, then you could, you most definitely could leave that. Okay, so that was what the Rush had said, and we pointed out the Rush is Lishitasa. Then the Rush goes on, and he says, but what about Manashlishi? If we're going to say that when it comes to in any case of Muzak, you can't say Kol Dolim Gavar because they're holding on to it. So fine. Rabbi Yossi says that everything is Yem Munach. And the Rabbanan say the third man is going to be Yem Munach Hashiyav Eliyos. So based on the above argument, everything flows in the Rush. Based on the above argument, if the fellow is holding on, the Rush agrees with Tosis that the Nifkat is holding on both of their behalf, so both of them are Muzakim, so then it should follow that you even shouldn't say on the third man. You should say Yachloku. So the Rush attempts to answer that question. So let's pick up inside where we had left off yesterday. Alma l'Rabbanan. We see that what comes out according to Rabbanan. Kol heicha d'ikla meimar d'tarvayu. Here the Rush agrees with Tosus that it needs to be what Tosus referred to as a chaluki yecholios emes, but here the Rush doesn't use that language of chaluki yecholios emes. We pointed out he uses the lashon of daf gimel, and the lashon of daf gimel is that we saw according to the Rabban ikalameimar de tarvayu. We could say that it belongs to both of them. Is that the exact lashon? Let's be as precise as possible. Ikalameimar tarvayu. Yeah, that's exactly the words of the Gemara. We could say that it belongs to both of them. So then, in such a case, now that we're not in the cave, I can actually sit. Okay. So the Rush says like this: Ikam meir tavayu kam shenod the machlukasan bar min manishlishi the kodem shenod the machlukasan yedu al nifka chu shalecha mehen. So there, the halacha is going to be that we say yehei munach. Why? Somebody spell out what the Rush just said. What did the Rush say? This is how we ended shir yesterday. What did the Rush just say? Why is it that when it comes to Mana Shlishi, the halacha is Yemunach? The question at the end of the day, we consider the Shomer being Machzik on both their behalf. If that would be so you can't take it out of the hands of the Shomer. What did the Rush just say, Yesavi?
Because he knows, the Nifka knows beforehand that it definitely belongs to
Okay, those are the words of the Rush, that the Nifka knows beforehand. So what did the Rush just accomplish? Beseder. But I just got through saying that the criteria is where Shnei Muhzakin. So how did he answer the question? If the criterion above is that whenever it's Shnei Muhzakin, we can't take it out of their hands. So here it's in their hands. He can't take it out of their hands. So how did he answer the question?
He because he made a difference between Manashlishi and all the other cases. Because Manashlishi, there's no chance at all that it belonged to both people before they made their claims.
The Seder, but at the end of the day, it's in their hands. At the end of the day, it's in their hands. So you get stuck in the problem. Naskla the Rabbi Abba. Is he?
You're not thinking that way. It's the Nifka's polyantic.
But the Rush didn't hold that way. Because the Rush himself said that the Shomer is holding it onto it for both of them. He agreed with Tosas. Right? Because above, he said that by Manashlishi, each one is holding on to it. Did the Rush say, am I right or am I wrong? Did the Rush say that? I thought he did. The third to last? He says it, okay. He said, Barmi Manashlishi. But he says the first two parts, the first 200, he is holding on to for both of them. And he also says, Kiilu Shneim Mukzakim Ba. I'm just asking for good pshat in the Rush. You're right, Izzy. Both of you guys are right, but you're not explaining to me well what the Rush is saying.
Can you repeat the question?
Yes, the question is, when it comes to money, how does the Rush explain if he got through above, saying that when you're holding on to both of it, when two people are holding on to it, you can't say Kol Dolim Gavar, and you can't take it out of their Rishus, because we have a rule from Nascha the Rabbi Abba that you don't take it out from someone's Rishus. So then in such a case, how could you take it out when both of them are holding on to the Mana Shlishi? So the answer is, says Avi. Avi says, it says to me, Rebbe, what do you want from me? I answered the question. And he says, I told you, I translated the Rush beautifully. Definitely Art School will go with his translation. And he says he did. He says beautifully that the Rush says that it's different over here because they knew about the Nifka knows that the money only belongs to one of them. So I'm asking, but how does that break the rule? Who cares about the fact that the Nifka knows that it belonged to them? Now, Avi could answer me, and I'm driving away from this. Avi could say there's a new rule. There's a new rule that says that you need to have be Mukhzuk, and the Shomer can't know. That's a new rule. He created a new rule. The Rush created a new rule. That's how Avi understood it. Possibly. I think that there's something more fundamental that the Rush might be saying. This is not a bomb question. Many of you, when I explain, you say, oh yeah, of course, that's what the Rush, that's what we meant. But I need to flesh it out. Yes, Gedalia?
Therefore, they're not equally muchzak.
Exactly. That the Rush is saying, beautiful, many of you, I think, figured this out. That the Rush says like this. The Rush is saying, it's not an added dinavi. It's not that there's an added halacha that says that each one of them is... that if the Shomer knows about, then all of a sudden we don't follow the rule of Muchzakus. No! If the Shomer knows about this last 100, then the Shomer is not being machzik for both of them. When could we say the Shomer is being machzik for both of them, if Ki'ilu, both of them are holding on to it? When the Shomer himself thinks that he's holding on to both of them. But the moment, that's the omek of what the Rush is saying, Ulai. That the Rush is saying, the kodim shenachlu no demakos yindu anifka chu shalecha mehem, then it's no longer considered as if he's holding on to it for both of them. If he's no longer, it's no longer considered as if he's holding on to both of them, then you're not taking it out of either of their rishos, and you could put it into Eliyahu. You give it to Eliyahu. So that's the rule of Naskah the Rabbi Abba. You can't take it out when it's in their rishos. But here in such a case, since the one was holding on to it, Yad Shomer ki Yad Balabayis, here the Yad Shomer is not of a Balabayis. You don't know which Balabayis it is. This is the difference, Avi, between reading and translating. I'm not talking to Avi Dafka, Avi's doing beautifully. Reading and translating, and reading and really understanding. Now, by the way, you could come to my understanding and then reject it. Avi could bring a riot that my pshat is wrong. You bring a riot that my pshat is wrong. But I think it's very logical in terms of the hemshech of the Rush, and this is the difference between reading and just translating, and reading and then really putting it together and understanding the whole Weltanschauung, that means the world view, of the rush. One of the things I joke is your parents say you're not getting ready for college in Shana Bet, so I do try to get you ready for college in Shana Bet, that I try to advance your vocabulary a little. Although my vocabulary has diminished a little bit since I've been in Israel, but I still try to read serious books in English. Yes, Danny.
Either way, he is Mokhsak for one of them, he just doesn't know which one is Mokhsak for. So shouldn't you say that since maybe...
You're saying what Daniel's asking, nice svara, kasha and svara. Daniel, write this down. Daniel's kasha is like this. Daniel's asking, okay, fine. Rebbe, I accept what you're saying, that he knows for sure he's not holding on for both of them, but he's holding on for one of them. And if he's holding on one of them, how could you take it out? Because he's holding on for one of them. Okay. Yesh l'tarets, I think, but it's a nice kasha. Write it down. It's a nice kasha.
Also on that svara,
yeah.
You can't compare it to our Mishnah anymore.
What's that?
Where's that svara you'll be able to compare it to our Mishnah?
The Seder. No. The Gemara in the Hava Mina is just Madame. This is in the Hava Mina. In the Gemara in the Hava Mina is just the Ochsin. And that's the Gemara's Teretz. I think it's fine. In terms of Dimyon, I think we're going to be fine. In the Hava Mina, we might not be aware of this.
But if he's saying he's only looks up for one, really, so that our mission...
No, but again, in the Hava Mina, we might not be aware of his distinction. In the Maskana, now maybe. You're also making a good horror, but maybe that would be a simple Teretz. Let's finish off the punchline in the rush. Good. I like the kasha. I think there is a teretz to it, but I like the kasha. That's a natural follow-up kasha to ask. Klala de milsa. Kol choluk mamon sheshnayim cholkin olav. Any division of money that two people are arguing about. Im shneim muchzakim bala, if there are two people who are muchzik palgin and mishluch. Vim einam muchzakim kol dalim gavar. Vim u biyad echad. Lo mafkinim in ein. If it's the hands of one of them, you're not going to be mafkin. When I read this line, this is just on Maven Yavin. When I read this line, Vimu Biyad Echa, dawned on me that the answer to Daniel's Kasha might be that the Rosh Lashitaso holds that we don't say that's as if they're mamish, each one's being tofes. So if we're no longer saying each one's being tofes, so then in such a case, then it's just it's a general suffix. Right, that the Shomer doesn't make it as if each Baal Din is mamish being tofes. Then in such a case, then it's this money is not considered one that's being nechzak b'safek, and the mela you can take it out. In other words, if there's a contradictory mumzakus, so then you're stuck because mamanam b'tul b'safek. But the rush l'shita, so maybe he's going to disagree with Tosis, which I'm going to come back to. Oh, okay, all right. Vimu b'yadecha, that was amei v'nyavin. If you didn't follow, it's fine. Vimu b'yadecha lo mafkinim me. The exception is manashlishi, that even though it's considered that shneim are muhzak, mishum da nifkan muhzak mikom shneim, the muhzakus comes from both of them. Vasafek nolad birshuso, and the safek took place. This is an important expression. Leidas asafek. The safek took place in the rishus of the shomer. V'yad hanifka ki yadam. So in that case, you don't say Yad Shomer Kiyad Balabais. The Rosh Mamish is using this expression Yad Shomer Kiyad Anifka, Yad Shomer Kiyad Balabais. In a case of where he knows about it already beforehand, in such a case you don't say Yad Shomer Kiyad Balabais. Okay. The Nachlas David, as we explained before. Nachas David points out that Tosfos on our daf, that Tosfos said something a little different than the Rosh. How does Tosfos say why Mana Shlishi is going to be different than Shnayim Adukim B'Shtar and Shnayim Ochsin B'Talos? What's the difference between Mana Shlishi? Yes, Yisrael?
According to Tosfos, he's Tosin for
them. What's that?
According to Tosfos, he's
totally wait. I now ask you for a svara. You're already a step ahead. I'm asking first in the words. In the words, do Tosas give the same distinction between Mana Shlishi and Shnayim Adukim B'Shtar and Shnayim Ochsin B'Talos? The Rosh said that there's a difference between Leidas HaSafek and that. And then I gave the Lomdos. Then you have Daniel's Kasha, which I think you can answer. That was the Rush. Now I'm asking, does Tosos give the same distinction as the Rush from Anishlishi? Yes, Josh?
Tosos is different because that spells out how a body out. But Anishlishi, it's possible that it only belongs to one. It's only possible that it belongs to one.
Why? What did Tosos say? If you use Tosos' words, that would be the best.
The Rush that he uses is in, sorry, it says, Shanifkad. And then therefore he brings that.
I'm looking for something else in Tosfos. You are definitely on the right track. I think you know what you know it in English.
I think.
But you got to read for me the right words. That it's not even close to the right words. That's the Gemara. The Gemara says Eina Chalukia Yecholios Emes. But why is it Eina Chalukia Yecholios Emes? Tosfos and the Rush. The Tos and the Rush present it differently. You're right. The Tos uses the words Chalukia Yecholios Emes, and the Rush uses the Ikla Meimer Tarvayo. It's an interesting deal. But what? Where did Tosus deal with this distinction? Yes, Pinchas? Very good. Tosus over here said, De'efshar shepara lachet. See? When it comes to Shnayim Adukim Bishtar, it's possible... It's possible that the malve was paid back by the lova half. So then it's a chalukah sheyichol lios emes. Ubimane, everybody have it, 7 lines before the Ramaskal is anota. Ubimane ain't derech sheyikne lo achetzi. When it comes to mana shlishi, it's not the derech to give him half. Achareshu biyad chaveiro. It's not the derech. What does those mean? By the way, we never spelled out every word here in Tosos, and now it's good. We spell out every word here in Tosos. When it comes to mana shlishi, by the way, that happens sometimes in Shia. In Shia, I'm so excited in explaining to you what the machlokes between Tosos and the Ritva is, but there might be a few words I'm going to gloss over in Tosos. But you still have to know it. Okay, that means that you either you say to me, Rebbe, raise your hand and say, Rebbe, what does that mean in Tosos? Or in Seder you come over, but just because I didn't explain it in Shir doesn't mean that you have to know every word in Tosfos. And that doesn't, and I won't necessarily explain every word in Gemara Rashi Tosfos. That's, in other words, that's moving up a level. That you guys don't want Shir for 3 hours. It's enough that you have Shir once a week for 2 hours. So sometimes I will gloss over something. So now what we have glossed over before is that when it comes to Mana Shlishi, it's not the derech. Reuven and Shimon left by Binyamin, 300. If Reuven has a 200 and Shimon has the 100, it's not the derech for Reuven to be makne to Shimon 50 when his hand in Binyamin's hand. In contrast to Malvin Lova, it's a derech for him to pay half of it back. That's what Tosas said. How's that different than the Rush? Totally different svara. The Rush had said that the reason over here that we say that it's divide when it comes to Mana Shlishi, we don't say Yachlok won the 300 according to the Rabbanon is because there was Leidas HaSafek from the beginning by the Shomer. And we gave the Lamdus that in such a case it's not considered as if both of them are Muchzakim on it. And we can answer Daniel's question even though it's a good question. The Tosa says differently. Tosa says that over here, the reason why when it comes to Mana Shlishi it's different is because Ein Derech Sheyichne Lo Achetzi. It's not the Derech. So it's a Chalukah Sheyichol Lios Emes by Malve Lova. It could be the Malve paid back. It's not likely at all, and therefore it's not considered a Chalukah Sheyichol Lios Emes. This is the Nachlas David's point, a beautiful, beautiful point. The Nachlas David is an excellent, excellent sefer in Iyun. He was a principal Talmud of Reb Chaim Volozhiner. Our Derech is a Masorah from the Yeshiva of Volozhin. Almost all of the Gedolei Achronim that we quoted so far from the beginning of the Zman, for the last 100 years, were all influenced highly by the Yeshiva of Volozhin. Yeshiva of Volozhin is the first real Yeshiva in Europe. Reb Chaim Volozhiner was a principal Talmud of the Gra, and the Nachlas David was a Talmud of Reb Chaim Volozhiner. That means, Rabosai, I'm not going to live forever. I'm passing the ball on to you to continue a derech that goes, that we could trace directly back to the Vilna Gaon. I taught Chassidus, okay, it's not true. But when it comes to learning Bi'iyun, it could be every single thing that we try to do could be directly traced back to the Vilna Gaon. So Nachas David is second generation. He's a Talmud of Reb Chaim Volozhiner, and the Vilna Gaon in many ways shaped the Yeshiva of Volozhin. If you want to have a sense of how they learned in Yeshivas Volozhin, take a look at the Sefer Nachlas David. Nachlas David is a fantastic, fantastic Sefer. If you want to see, it's in Dibur HaMaskil, it's Vidat. Page in the red edition, it's page Dalet in the Kovetz Mefarshim. Okay? The Nachlas David is a beautiful, beautiful Sefer. We're going to make reference to it a lot. What he does is, in one sentence, his methodology is, he goes through the Rishonim and calculates each one of their opinions, and then he's Masbir the Machlokes. Sounds familiar. Nachlas David is a beautiful Sefer. The creativity of what's called Bris, you don't necessarily see in Nachlas David. When they talk about Reb Chaim adding and changing, Reb Chaim, who was a direct descendant of Reb Chaim Volozhiner, who was the last great Rosh Yeshiva in Brisk, in Volozhin, Reb Chaim Mibrisk, who was the last great Magid Shir in Volozhin before it closed down, does something that's a little bit different than the Nachlas David. Okay, but this observation is a beautiful observation that the Nachlas David makes. Maybe we could take the Nachlas David a step further. The Lashon Ulai, I want to throw out to you and ask you whether we could be mechadish something in the Nachlas David. Is it a coincidence that the Rosh said it this way and Tosa said it that way? So we Jews don't believe in coincidences, right? And in Limud, I think often it's not a coincidence as well. That's one of the themes that we have. And to explain it, the Rosh said this as it's based on what he said above. Based on then what he said next is based on that. That's then that, based on that. Now sometimes, when we throw that out, it might not be mukhrach. I'm not sure if this is mukhrach, but it's definitely an idea that's kedai to sharpen. Did the Rosh choose his reason just because he needed to throw out a reason? Like I was teasing one of the guys this week. You think of an idea, so you throw it out. Did the Rushes think of an idea, and that was the idea that he threw out? And Tosus thought an idea, and that's the idea that Tosus threw out. Or there's something deeper that's going on over here. Now you see the difference between Limud and philosophy. Every single thing that Rishon is saying is based on Ma'amarei Chazal. It's not just an idea that he decided on his own. It's based on these profound ideas that it might be based on different ways of understanding Yesodos that come back that were introduced 2,000 years ago. Any suggestions? I'm not, by the way, what I'm about to say now is B'loshan Ula. Yes, Yisrael?
I think the Rush had to say it like this because Tosfos holds that.
Rav Osai, before Yisrael goes on, let me make sure that everybody is with me. Now let me crunch what we're dealing with now. Tosa says in Manishlish you can't say Yachloku because it's not likely, it's not a Chalukish Yecholios MS, and therefore you can't divide. The Rosh says because there was a Leidas HaSafek already at the moment it was given to the Shomer. That was what the Rosh had said, and the longest we had given in the Rosh was, and therefore, no, the Shomer is no longer being machzik for both of them. The Shomer knows he's not being machzik for both of them. So I want to know if this is connected somehow to the distinctions that we made between Tosfos and the Rosh above. Yes, Yisra.
So Tosfos, he holds that Tfisa is enough to be machzik for both of them. So therefore, it should be enough to be Chalukah. Just the fact that he's Tfisa for both of them. So we have to come up with another answer to say that it's in Derech that Reuben would give Shimon 50, so the Chalukah would be Emes. But the Rush holds that Tfisa means nothing. So the fact that the guy's holding it for both of them doesn't mean anything. Therefore, he had to.
Well, but the Rush says he's not holding on to both of them.
He's physically grabbing onto it.
Okay.
So, and according to the Rush, that's not enough for them to both be muksav to it. Therefore, he had to say that they're not muksav.
Good, but according to Tosfos,
tfisa is enough for both of them to be muksav to it. Therefore, he had to come up with a different reason of why of why chalukah would not be good here.
Okay. I think you're saying 50%, which is excellent. Which is excellent. Maybe, Meloshon Ula. If this is correct, then I think we're making Torah history. I think so. The question is whether it's correct. In other words, it's going to take about 20, 30 years before, if we have mazel, that someone will decide whether it's right or wrong. That probably you and your Talmid and your Tishan decide whether it's correct or not. But it just dawned on me this morning, after learning these sugyas quite a few times, it just dawned on me the following. Adam, you with us?
Yeah.
Good. So it dawned on me like this, that it could be that according to Tosos, that says that the Chalukah is based on the Anan Sahadi, that each one of them has half of it. There's an Anan Sahadi. So according to Tosos, there's one question that we need to ask. Is the Tfisa testify to the fact that each one owns half of it? Based on the Tfisa, according to Tosos, remember our Diyukim? The Tosos holds, you look at the Tfisa. If that's so, according to Tosfos, the question is an anan sad the ma'idatav is haydi deyu, and therefore each one is holding on to the chetz. The Rosh. Oh wait, and let's go now right away to Tosfos. Finish off according to Tosfos. So says Tosfos, even though there's anan sadi, the Gemara told us that there's another rule that we need to use. What's that other rule called? Chaluka yecholah lios emes. Is it something that could be true? In other words, even though there's anan sadi, the only time we're going to legitimize that anan sadi is if it's a chaluki yecholah lios emes. The moment it's not a chaluki yecholah lios emes, the tfisa could testify to it. But the reality contradicts the Tfisa. You hear the formulation? The reality contradicts the Tfisa. That's an objective look of whether the Tfisa testifies to a Vaday HaChetzi Shalo. However, according to the Rosh, who doesn't use Tfisa, the way I read the Rosh is that the Rosh is saying that all of them are being muktzah, both of them are being muktzah on both of it. And what's the nature of the chalukah? The nature of the chalukah is it's a mamon hamuto b'safik, that there's a safik over this entire talis. So what we're interested in now is whether there's a legitimate safik. Is there a legitimate safik? If there's a legitimate safek of muhzakin, so then the Rosh says that each one is muhzik, you can't take it out, based on the rules of Nasta the Rabbi Abba. And if there is no legitimate safek, then you can. And in case of Kol Olam Gavar, we'll do Kol Olam Gavar, when Chazal decided to do Kol Olam Gavar. We never answered yet the Kol Olam Gavar versus Mana Shlishi in time. But whenever we're going to be able to do Kol Olam Gavar, we're going to do Kol Olam Gavar. And then when it comes to Mana Shlishi, in such a case, Rabbi Yossi says, you have Yehi Munach. Say the Rabbanan, I agree that you say Yehi Munach, but only on the last 100. Why? Says the Gemara, Ika Lameimar de Tarvayuhu. So Tosfos understands Ika de Lameimar Tarvayuhu as an objective thing. Is Bezdin's division consistent with Anan Sahadi? That's a chalukah sheyichol elios emes. That's Tosfos' take on Ika Lameimar de Tarvayuhu. You notice we were medayik in the Lashon HaGemara. Tosfos didn't use the Lashon HaGemara. Tosfos changed the Lashon HaGemara. He changed it to chalukah sheyichol elios emes. Why? That's a question of whether it fits into the Anan Sadi. Now, Shimon has a nice question. Why do you say Anan Sadi? That's a fair question. But at the end of the day, for Tosfos, it's enough for Chaluki Yecholu Lios Emes. According to the Rosh, who says that the Yachloku is based on the idea that each one is legitimately muchzak over the entire talis, and the Anan Sadi is not saying that each one holds on to half of it, according to the Rosh then, the critical factor is not chaluki yecholas emnes, but the critical factor is whether there's a suffik here. Says the Rosh, there's no suffik here. The shomer who's holding on to it is not the suffik. Who creates the suffik? The achizas haShomer. But the shomer himself knows that there's no suffik. There's no suffik here. According to Tosis, Tosis is not interested in the perspective of the shomer. The tfisa's made on the suffik. According to the Rosh, it's not the tfisa which is made on the suffik. Now, Rabosa, I'm saying a big chiddush. I think it's a gishmak a chiddush. I'm not sure whether it's right. It is quite abstract. This is probably the most abstract that we generally get, but I think it's a beautiful distinction. Again, if we were to crunch it in a sentence, it would be that according to the Rosh, what we're looking at is we're looking at a chalukah based on a suffik, and therefore the Rosh emphasizes that it's not a suffik. The muchzakus over here does not create a suffik. While according to Tosos, what we're doing is we're doing a chalukah based on anan sahadi. How do we check? There's already an ansat in the Ma'at Tavis Haididehu Haididehu. But if you have a chaluka she'en yichol lios emes, then that contradicts the anan sahadi. Hence, Tosus defines the words tarvayuhu in terms of whether objectively that's consistent with the anan sahadi. While the Rosh takes it pshuto kimashmo. Emar de tarvayu, is this a legitimate leidas ha-safik or not? Because according to the Rosh, the yachloku is based on a safik. I'm saying real lomdus now. I think it might be MS the Daskos in Russia. It never dawned on me until we did it just now. Yisrael, since you started us off, I'll let you take the follow up question. Then I'll go around. Go ahead.
So we see that Tosos really needs Shiyachol Yod MS.
Rabosa, I'm looking around. I see that everybody's listening. Matol Manoim. I see again. Come back to the point that I made the first day in Shir. I see that some people are taking notes and people who are not taking notes. I'm the vake for every single Talmud that's not taking notes, which is 100% fine. I gave you the greatest role model of Shechter, supposedly also did not take notes in Shir. So that's totally fine not to take notes in Shir. But I want you to come over to me if you're not taking notes and you're not having notes during Chazara as well. If you don't have notes, or you want need advice in terms of taking notes, please come over to me. Yeah.
So Tosfos holds that it needs to be emes.
Right.
So why does he the words ein derech she yikne?
No, yichol alios emes. It's beautiful. Yichol alios emes is the only shaila is. We have to ask a question. Is Anan Sahadi based on the aegis of the Tfisa? How will we masbir according to first Chatosis? When each one is holding on to the Karkashta, you divide it in half. Because each one is holding on to half, right? Actually, this model is great. The Gemara. This is half, so I'm holding on to up to here. This half on my left hand, that's holding up onto here. So that is itself is Anan Sahadi, the Maida Tavis Haidi Dev. Each one's mamish holding half. But now, the question is whether the Anan Sahadi is supported by another reality, and that is the context of the way in which the Tfisa came about, Mana Shlishi. So says Tosos, in the context, it's not a Chaluki Yishichol Lios Emes, and that contradicts the Anan Sahadi. While according to the Rosh, no, the issue over here is whether there's a Leidas HaSafek over the entire Talis. Is there a Leidas HaSafek over the entire Mana Shlishi? Hence, the Rosh emphasizes the Sveika Shabbat.
Yeah, then I feel like Tosos would have to say that it's impossible that in the case of Mana Shlishi that Reuven patient.
That's what Tosos is saying.
Says in there, it's not the way.
That's what Tosos. I'm reading. Tosos is saying that's impossible. It's not like impossible doesn't mean not 100% not possible. 90% not possible is not possible. In contrast to Malva Velova, it's 50% possible.
If it's 90% not possible, then it is ego. Then it is...
No. I'm not bothered by that, Kasha. Not bothered by that, Kasha. I can tell you why afterwards. Yes, Lee?
How is the suffix not created by the shomer? Since the shomer, he knew that someone gave him 120. He was the one who forgot. So
right.
Wouldn't the suffix be on him also, since he forgot? So he created the suffix by not knowing who is whose, and not the people making the claim, since he also has the same, not claim, but he knows what's happening, according to the Rosh.
Did not follow your question. Say it again.
Sorry.
Might be my fault.
According to the Rosh, since the suffix, correct me if I'm wrong, you said the suffix is created by the by the claim is, right?
No. The suffix is created by the reality.
By the reality.
The reality that there was...
The suffix is created.
I would say, if anything I had to choose, I would say the suffix is created by the awareness of the shomer, not the, okay, the shomer.
All right.
Yes, Naftali.
Just clarification. So,
by the way, Rabosai, I'm taking more questions than usual in Shir, which is great. If anybody feels that that's slowing things down for them, let me know. Go ahead.
So is it possible to simplify this by saying that it's a case of... Fundamentally, their criteria is pretty much the Rush is saying. My first criteria is whether or not it's just like a like when you come to a Beis Din, is there any knowledge at all? Like, do they have any knowledge of the case? And then once you say that, so you can say Kol Dam Gavar. But then, oh, if they're Mochzak, and we can't say Kol Dam Gavar, we would have to say this. But with Tosfos, he says
you're trying to rephrase what I said.
I'm saying, does that make sense? Is that what you're saying?
Yes, you're trying to check whether what you're saying is. Go ahead, finish off Tosfos.
And then with Tosfos, he says. Oh, the criterion one is Tfisa with the Anan Tahadi, but it also has to be a Cholios Emes to get Choluka, and then...
Because otherwise, there's no Anan Sahadi. So the Rush is focusing on whether there's an objective Safek here. Once you have an objective Safek, and there's Muchzik, you can't say Kol Dalim Govak. But if there's no objective Safek, so then there's nothing to talk about. Tosis is not interested whether there's an objective Safek. Tosis is interested whether there's Anan Sahadi.
Mamish Misamen. Maybe this might last more than a year.
Maybe. Okay. Rabosai, now I want to throw out a lot of Yishmaka questions. And Birt Hashem, we're going to address in the Chidushim Shir after. In the Chidushim Shir, we're going to summarize the last week and a half of Shir in 15 minutes in Lombus. That's what we're going to do. In 15 minutes, we're going to summarize. And then the rest of the time, we're going to deal with the Shita Sarana. So we're going to summarize the Shita of Tosus, the Shita of the Rush. Maybe we'll point out the Ran and so on and so forth. Then I'm going to try to be Masbir. I'm going to leave you with 6 or 7 Tzarechiyuns in the Rambam. So you have a couple of hours to solve all these Tzarechiyuns. During the Chidushim Shir, I will not take questions. I'll discuss afterwards, but we're going to pack it all into an hour. So then we're just going to go straight for an hour, and then you'll fire away at me afterwards, okay? Let's open up the class of the Rambams. Perek Tes Halacha Zayin. I want you to ask some tzarechiyuns in the Rambam. Shnayim shayu ochzin b'kli echad. Two people are holding on to one utensil. O echad shayu roichvin al gabi behima achas. Or you have two people who are riding on one animal. Now, by the way, the Talmidim raised a very interesting point about how do you understand Ochzin according to Tosfos in the next case. Oshaya Echad Rochev Echamanik. You understand Shnayim Shoyi Rochin Al Deim Achas. What about Rochev Umanik? That's a good question. And Rochev Umanik is such a world by itself. So we're going to get there. But it's a fair question to ask. What's the Rochev Umanik as far as Tvisa? But we'll get there. Oh, Yoshvim Bitsada Rema Shochitim. Or they're sitting next to a pile of wheat. Umunaches Besimta. And they're standing in Rosh Hashanah. Max is here before Rosh Hashanah is in the area of Rosh Hashanah. It says that even in Rosh Hashanah. Oh, Bechatzer Shel Shneyem. Zeh Omer HaKoshli Vezeh Omer HaKoshli. Each one says, Kula Shli. Kol Echa Mishneyem Mishpa B'Nikita Sachevitz. Every single one of them, both of them, it's makes a shvu, Nikita Sachevitz means they have to put their hand on the Sefer Torah. She'en lo gozer adover b'chal kof b'chetzi, of course the fascinating shvu of not having less than a half, v'yach lo gozer. V'shvu azu k'chaz chachon, k'dei shlo yav kol echad tofes b'talisa shachavar v'nota b'lo shvu. Rabosai, every single word in the Rambam is gold. Halacha ches, we know that halacha, I'm not going to be in the bag too much, from the Rambam, except that the Rambam says that this is a Shuas Hanotlin. That's really interesting. The Rambam says, Mikana Talome the Chol Hanishpon Mito. The Rambam seems to call this a Shuas Hanotlin. Bein Shvua Kala, Bein Shvua Chamura. The Rambam seems to call it Shvua Sanot. Halacha test. Hayishnayim adukim b'talazeh. B'talaz. Zeh omer kulishli, zeh omer kulishli. Zenot la'amokum shiyodim agas, zenot la'amokum shiyodim agas. V'ashar cholkin v'shav ha'achar sh'nishpon. V'yeshu kolecha l'gal gal chavir sh'koma sh'not l'kidim nota. Any interesting things jump out at you? Leave halacha ches, focusing on Zion and Tess. Let's make many, many diukim in the Rambam. Many diukim. Josh?
There's a difference between ochzin and adukin.
Very good. Yeah. The Rambam introduced the difference between ochzin and adukin. So, tzarich here number one is what is the difference between ochzin and adukin. Now, the Gemara, of course, uses the expression adukin. It appears on Zayin Amar Aleph. Shnayim adukin b'shtar. Two people are holding on to a shtar. Leave it to the Rambam to make things really strange. The Rambam in Hilchas Milva Velova, Perik Yudal Halacha Yudal. I didn't put this on the Magna Komos. The Rambam Hilchas Milva Velova Yudalid says Shnayim Ochzin B'Shtar. So the Rambam knew that Chazal used the expression Adukin, but he switched it. I'm not going to be able to answer that. Well, maybe. Who knows? Maybe that's Zion will answer, based on everything we're going to say here. So question number two is, what is the difference between Adukin? What was that question number one? No, Nishban Vinotin is number one, that we are observing that Ram used Nishban Vinotin. Number two is, what is the difference between Adukin and Ochzin? Number three is, the Rambam changes the Adukin from the Gemara. He uses it in regards to Talis, and he doesn't use it in regards to Shtar, even though the Gemara used the Dafka by Shtar. This is not easy. Already we have a lot of work over here. What else? Yes, Izzy? Somebody's keeping score over here. We need a good... Wrigley was a famous scorekeeper. He passed away, right? No? The announcer was...
The Sox fan.
Oh, you're a Sox fan.
Come on, he needs you to be the...
Yeah, go ahead, Izzy.
There's
a very famous one.
Whatever you hold, you owe. Whatever your hand touches, you swear that that's what you owe. That's like the first time it's explicitly stated that, like, what you're touching is yours. Like, that's what you're...
Very good. Comes along Izzy, deal number four. Izzy makes the following deal that the Rambam says, Ad shiyodo magas, you don't make a shmua on. You only make a shvua al hashar. Is that? Am I right? That's what you're driving at? It's an interesting deal. Nachum, we never saw that before. Is he more than that? Tosfos on Zayin Amar Aleph says that you make a shvua on everything. Dibar Maskel Mochi Rabbi Avo. Nate, you might should go around the whole shir. Every single guy could point out something interesting in the Rambam.
He also talks about the Gilgal al Chaveiro. On anything you touch, meaning that you make an extra shvu. For example, I grab 10%, you grab 30%. He adds that also you make a shvu on that percent that you already know.
Very good. Nachon, that's interesting formulation. Nachon, that's true. I'm not going to put it in the list, but that's definitely correct. That is jumps out at you. Yes, Shimon? My mom is going along. Yeah, go ahead.
I don't know if it's big enough, but the first promise, which is Shnei Moshe Ochzin, the Talis, which is Shnei Moshe.
Excellent. That's very big. That's very big. Comes along the Rambam, and he says, Ochzin the Kli. He doesn't say Ochzin the Talis. And when he talks about Talis, he says, Adukin. So Rambam, not only did he change the Gemara by Shtar, the Rambam changes the Mishnah. Amazing. So Daniel and Max pointed out to me that the Lecha Mishnah asks a similar type of question, but the Lecha Mishnah asks another question. Let's put the Lecha Mishnah's question down on now that we have Shimon's point. Oh my goodness, there's so many things. The Lecha Mishnah asks, by the way, I believe we could address every single one of these questions, whether it's going to be out of self and so on, but I think based on our correct reading of Tosis and the Rush, we're going to be able to deal with a lot of the issues in the Rambam as well. The way you answer difficult Rambams is you learn Gemara Rashi Tosis well. That's the way you answer difficult Rambams. Once you really, really were medayik in every single thing and you notice what was going on in the Rishon and you understand what the Rishon were emphasizing, and this Rishon emphasized that and this Rishon emphasized something else, then you can understand why the Rambam introduces certain anomalies. Let's see the Lecha Mishnah. Kosher. When it comes to Shnayim Sheochel Ochzim B'Kli, why does each one take half? The Zenotel Ad Mokum Shiodel Gas, the Zenotel Ad Mokum Shiodel Magas. Says the Lechem Mishnah, what's the case of Shnayim Ochzim B'Kli? Each one is grabbing onto a utensil. The Lechem Mishnah assumes that when it comes to talis, it's possible for two people to be holding on to an edge of a talis. When was the last time you saw anybody working in the kitchen holding on to the karkashta of a utensil? The karkashta is the edge. Usually you don't hold on to it, just simply the edge, unless there's a handle. Now, by the way, handles in the time of Chazal were unique. You didn't have too many handles. So each one's holding on to a part of the utensil. Or for that matter, this cell phone doesn't have a handle. By the way, there was a bakasha made by the yeshiva. And let me stop right now and emphasize this. What time do we have? Oh boy, 1:05. So first of all, I decided my mind is too much in all of these 8 or 9 tzarachiyums in the Rambam. So I'm not going to be able to do halacha, except for one particular point in halacha. The yeshiva emphasized that when it comes to cell phones, you guys have been fantastic. In terms of, there was one guy in the shir that I saw, a great guy, he didn't do anything wrong, probably didn't even notice in the first day. The worst offender that I saw, this is amazing, the worst offender was fantastic. I saw somebody by the ice getting a drink, then he checked his phone. So I asked that Talmud to put his phone by the guard, which is amazing. And as I didn't see any, I wasn't looking out, but I didn't notice any except for that, and I asked that Talmud to put by the guard. That's absolutely fantastic. Of course, our big struggle is going to be now that the Shana Aleph boys have arrived. And Rabosa, you and I know that the phone is a tremendous, tremendous distraction. And therefore the policy, you've already heard what the policy is, right? I don't need to repeat for you what the policy is, correct? Is that correct? You guys all heard it? So therefore, along those lines, that means that there should be a mamish, a low plug, that even that if you can, to buy a recorder to record shir as opposed to using the phone. If you need a couple more days, come over to me. They're not that expensive, the recorders. I know it's a pain in the neck. I also carry around a recorder and a phone, and it's a pain in the neck. I also have rules. In Ramat Beit Shemesh, in most schools, you can't, your kids, one of the rules is that the parents are only allowed to have kosher phones. So I also can't carry around a recorder as well. So I have to carry two separate things myself. It's a pain in the neck, so I can relate. It's a pain in the neck, but that's the reality. Each institution needs to make their own set of rules, whether they're right or wrong. That's a separate discussion. But clearly here, I think many of us could appreciate whether that's necessary or not. Now, Zorlin Yonin, let's go back. So a phone doesn't have a handle. If a phone doesn't have a handle, so people don't hold on to phones. When was the last time? I can't hold on to my phone, Akar Kashta. You can't hold on to the phone's akasha. So usually, what would happen if there was something? So a phone is a little too small to have Shnayim Ochzim. But if you had Shnayim Ochzim on a laptop, so it's going to be that each person is holding on to a part of the laptop. Asks the Lechem Mishnah, so then in such a case, then why does the Rambam not say, when it comes to Shnayim Ochzim B'Kli, this halakha about Shiyodah Magas? That's the Lechem Mishnah's kasha. Okay. Anything else interesting in the Rambam? Someone's keeping score, right? Anything else? Yes, what's that? Yeah, the question is, why did the Rambam not say the halacha of Ad Yodo Magas when it comes to Kli? That's the question. Yes, oh, we have an advantage today that we don't have to mamish stop at 1:15. The moment I say that, then we don't stop until 2:30. But we might extend for a couple minutes. Yes, Yonatan, go ahead.
Well, the time question is, I don't understand what I'm saying.
Good, that's a question.
He said,
Symptom. Yes.
So, what's going on with the symptom? It's like, it doesn't matter anybody.
Very good. So, what's your ha'ara?
So, what's the case? What are they arguing about? No.
You're on the right track. What's difficult in the case of symptom? And the Yoshvim B'Tzad Arema, what's difficult by Yoshvim B'Tzad Arema?
How do you know that?
There's no, how's each one being? Fine, excellent.
Wait, isn't the bundle...
How's each one being muksak on it?
Isn't there only a problem with tosos?
Excellent. Very good. Good. What else?
The
this is amazing. These list of questions. And Rabosai, once you get the Yisod, once the Gedolei Achronim start us off, and you did Gemara Rashi Tosas well, then you can answer all these questions. And if viewed every word with the Rambam, might be 100% Meduya. But it all starts with analyzing the Rishonim well. Yes, Daniel.
I don't know if this is Meduya. It's not so exact. In Zion it says Zomer Akol Shali, and then Tess says Kula Shali. I don't know.
I'm not sure.
Ask
for Biola what that gives us. But you made a good point in Seder, so you, it's okay. Yeah, Pinchas, let's go ahead.
I don't know. I just feel like the Mashal in Zion.
Wait. Are you feeling or are you thinking? In Shalosh Shulis, I hope you were feeling. Now you should be thinking. Go ahead. Yeah.
So it sounds more like the Shul with the Rather than
so that we pointed out the first Ta'ara that the Rambam seems to say Nishban Vinotla.
Oh, so
right. That's your question. That's reiterating your. That's the same question. Good. Yes, Izzy.
When the Rambam quotes the Gemara that the Shmuel is Tikkas Kali.
Right.
Instead of using the Gemara says Tofei. Right. Uses Lashon Tofei.
That's interesting. Okay. Tofei. It could very well be the Rambam just translate is oh. Kofis might be closer to the Hebrew than Tokay. Yes, Yisrael?
Ram holds that it's a shul in Notel. Why does he hold that you need a Sefer Torah?
Other way around. Oh, no, you're right. Yishvan v'notel. See, if I was going to have a shas here. Mishnah and shul is Yishvan v'notel. It's a nice kasha.
I think it's machlokas in the Gemara.
Generally, we assume a shvua d'oraisa. A shvua d'oraisa needs nikita zafeif. A shvua d'rabban does not require nikita zafeif. It's a nice kasha.
That's
machlokas
in the Gemara.
I think that the rule of thumb comes out this way. Maybe the Rambam has a Gemara. I would imagine the Rambam has a source for that. In other words, what Daniel is saying, there might be exceptions to the rule that there are times that you have nikita zafeif. But I would imagine Rambam had a source for it that I'm not aware of. Let's take two more ha'aras and then we're going to stop. Yes, Lee?
Why does the Rambam skip straight to Kula Shali instead of saying Ani Mitzaseya?
That's interesting. Rambam didn't say Ani Mitzaseya. Just said Kula Shali. So that the answer to that question we're not going to deal with is probably because the Mishnah was trying to bring out a point. To tell us a chiddush in the most brief manner. The Rambam, what the Rambam does is he lists the halachos. Notice the chiddush, the deductions of the Gemara, the Rambam spells out as halachos. Yeah, Yonatan? That Arema Shochitim.
Yeah.
Yeah, so that, let's read together. He says, Oh Yoshu Tzad Arema Shochitim, and it's one thing. Umenechas Kasinta, the Arema Shochitim is Umenechas Kasinta. Oh, Bechatzer Shoshneim.
Oh, it wasn't three different sentences.
Right, we're not going to have, no. We're not going to have regular Hilchos Kashrus today because it's late, but let's just do very, very practical Hilchos Kashrus. I was asked to emphasize this, and as everybody saw the sign, by the way, it doesn't go, it's easier for me to figure out a shach than it is to remember this. I don't know, that's just the way I am. I need to look at it every year. So Fleishiks is without a rim. I'm not just doing chazara for myself. Fleishiks is, you know, there's a joke that that the wife tells her husband, Pashi Shai was the boss of a chalav, not to go into the kitchen because he always makes the kitchen tray. So.